Hi, and welcome to our first full hour recording of the marketing audio on presentation skills. So this incorporates presentation and marketing materials and up-leveling yourself for your audience. So if you ever hear about that term in marketing, up-leveling, I think that's what it's referring to. Is part of being in a field of yoga and wellness, to me, it's so easy in a way. I mean, I think what we're selling is the greatest thing alive, because it's bringing people back into their self, their true self of harmony and alignment with powerful energies that can help us cross great difficulties in our way. We can take blocks and turn them into points of power. And I am so blessed to have an opportunity to share and continue to pass the torch. And I just remember when I was in my early 20s, how frustrated and kind of even angry, to the point of just, I don't know what to do. There's this marketplace and I really want to be good at, and I've learned and sat in my chair and went to school for 18 years and I don't know what to do. So, and I was thinking of some things that got me through those early years. Comedy was one of them. And there was a Saturday Night Live skit, and I don't know if you guys ever saw this, and I think maybe it was Chris Farley that did it, but he would be a motivational speaker, and the joke was that he would drink 10 cups of coffee and get himself really wired up to make the call happen. And it was basically full of hot air, but he went for it. So, you know, in all honesty, when I first started teaching yoga, I had so much inexperience, but I had a huge passion for the field and for what it could do for people, because I saw what it was doing for me, that I just wasn't going to let anything stop me. And that is the kind of determination sometimes that you're going to need to do for yourself, because it's not going to come knocking on your door. Sometimes you have to go and make things happen. But I also don't have to live in a mansion and drive an expensive luxury car. That's not part of who I am. My job really is to just be at peace and in harmony with everybody. And I really truly believe that now. I had hit points in my passage of burnout, not knowing it, and projected that onto other people, which it's kind of not going to win. So that brute force is not as strong nearly as vital force. And you could think of the flower that grows up through the cracks in a sidewalk. This is vital force. That's nature. And when nature decides to rip something open and apart and let something new come in, you gotta stand back and just be in awe of that. And just walking to the store this morning to get ready for this call, I was so excited. It's such a beautiful morning. And I thought it was a plane because of the shadow that hit my forehead. So I looked up and it was not. It was a pretty much, I'm sure it was an eagle, only it was just huge. It was too big to be a condor. I don't know for sure, but it was beautiful to watch in flight. And I thought, how perfect, because that is what yoga does for us in business. So we're going to talk about a couple of key steps to help you to succeed. And to go back to that Chris Farley skit, you know, in yoga, I found that there is definitely moments where I doubted myself. I never really quit, but I doubted myself, or I felt like I was an imposter, that I wasn't the real thing. And this idea of faking it till you make it, you know, spirit wants us to move into the unknown areas. We don't know what we're doing, and that's so enticing. It's interesting. It's an engaging, curious, wonderful, and staying curious about what you're afraid of it just, you know, breaks through every time that there is an impasse there, there's a dead end there. Because, and the next level is called transformation. So many times in my career with yoga and wellness, I took a step back, and that was always nice because I was in control. But what I didn't like was when life was doing that to me. And when I railed against that, then I would have the same thing happen again. So when I just allow myself, like sitting in the park, noticing the sounds of nature, being at one with this flow, this change, then I can honor the process, take better care of my mind, my body, and then become resilient and flexible and open. Like I feel like an uncarved block, and I'm ready for if I need to turn to the left or turn to the right or stay right where I am. So in coming into harmony, the important thing about that model, if you think about, again, that big giant bird, is the butterfly, the monarch butterfly, will travel across Canada down actually the Midwest. So this is why we have these beautiful plants called milkweed. They're actually milkweed. And they just, you just put it in the ground and it just grows. It's very easy and helpful for the butterfly to feed off of. But this monarch butterfly will travel 2,000 miles, land on the same branch, leave, go back up to Canada. It's incredible. I mean, the same branch after 2,000 miles. And it makes its journey because it listens, it's guided, it allows, it is in harmony with that vital force. So things that block us are the ego, basically. It's being concerned about our ID, you know, personal identity, how much we have, what it looks like to others, all that approval. It's kind of like a big monkey circus, and it keeps us caught in the minutia, in the trivialities, and feeling depleted, like we're on a hamster wheel and every day doing the same thing again and again. So in yoga, you know that one of the greatest things is this learning to be in the present moment and accepting what is. And when we do that, we are allowing the wind to push us. So the reason that the butterfly can make that journey is because it can coast and it allows itself to be carried by a greater force. So willing your way through yoga is not necessarily something I recommend. So you want to listen to the edge in your posture. You want to also be guided by a higher energy, and that energy is in all of us, and we get to unlock it. It's like unleashing this supreme vital force. The highest frequency is gratitude. If you can find that you're grateful for whatever it is, if you're grateful for it, if you see that there is a lesson to it, then it will change. So the fighting it with more fight is just creating a firmer, more solid and rigid mentality. So in presentation material of yoga and wellness and how to get this across to your clients, what we want to do first is target our audience. And we talked about that in the first call. So just to briefly highlight, we in targeting our audience, who are those people that you would like to help? If you were motivated by your highest self and you just feel amazing energy doing it, you know, working in with disadvantaged people, sometimes people want to help poor, disadvantaged, handicapped, elderly, cancer, dying. I've had students want to do all of those things, not the same student, but the idea is that in being there for another person, you yourself become liberated from those same fears. So yeah, and to some extent, those people serving other people are also learning something. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like everybody, there's a little bit of selfishness in everyone. Even if the reason is to become free of it all, it's still a selfish motive, and it's okay. So, bearing that in mind, what I seek to strive in this call is for you to utilize this call to have the right tools, to have the most efficient way of working. That your steps are put into place and that you feel excited and efficient. It's just like, wow, I am not the same person I was before the call. And I want to do this and that, and I think I can get it done now. So efficiency is really a nice strategy of mine that I like to use as well. And we're going to cover some things called targeting your audience, getting the right materials together, speaking the language of your audience, adding to their experience. So in the marketplace today, you're going to do your research and you're going to see, okay, who is my audience? What are their needs? What are their top three needs? We talked about the college students earlier and their top three needs being better time management, healthier habits, and greater self-esteem. So what are the top three qualities in your target audience? Maybe you know, this is something that you're gonna discover. It's gonna be wonderful. So who are your people? How do you get animated? Who is motivating you? And then it can change as well. So that's part of your passionate why. We'll deal with that later. In putting together your materials and in the language of reaching your audience, we're going to talk about a couple of different groups. So from experience, I have taught at the community college, and I've also taught at a yoga studio, and I've also taught at a corporation. And those are three really different groups looking for having different various needs. And we might even put the gym mentality into the community college experience I had. So I personally was really tuned in and tapped onto the corporate client because there's more money and there's also more influence. Felt like making a difference from the top down with the yoga would get the more of awareness out into the world as a whole. And when I started teaching, it was very slow. I mean, I loved it, they loved it, but it was two classes a week for 4 years. Maybe it was 2 years, two classes a week, then four classes a week for another 2 years. I started out slow and steady. And I find that to be a important thing to keep in mind. If you compare yourself to somebody that has 20 years experience, that's not a good idea. Just do the math. You know, if someone's taught 10,000 classes and you've taught 10, and you're going to say, gosh, I wonder why I can't, you know, dot, dot, dot. So let's make sure to take a look at your own, you know, take time out for yourself. Right now, let's do that as well. Let's just slow down right now. Taking a nice deep breath and letting it out. I want you to feel in your bones that you can do this. If you'd like to do this, if it makes you happy, take another deep breath. As the saying goes, then be it, do it, full out. And just breathe it in. Breathe it into the deep ligaments and tissues and connective tissue of your beingness. Let that health and vitality and generous supply. It was like going to the park, and there's just so many blades of grass. It's just so much blue sky, and it's so exciting to give you everything that we need to cover, and we will need to cover quite a bit. So let's get started. So again, the language of yoga to me is very fluffy, and it's very fun, and it's very joyous, and it's lofty and full of that heart of just bhavana. I love expansion, but I also have gotten to a place where I like efficiency just as much. So working with my clients, I'm able to integrate from where they're at and add to the value of their experience and target in and make it go better. So I really seek out feedback, and then I want to incorporate feedback. Right now I'm doing a Yelp campaign. Basically, the short of the story is we've gotten so many positive things suppressed on Yelp. 6 years ago, I think I put a review up for myself. Maybe it was 7 years ago. But ever since then, since the business owner wrote a review on their own business, it's been, you know, well, now you've done the inconceivably worst thing you could ever do. And now I kind of laugh about it, because it's like that not worth getting worked up over. So I am on a campaign now to see if we can continue on the road of getting those reviews up. And we will, because I've kind of neglected it and just had the attitude of, well, you don't care about me, I don't care about you. So that's not going to be helpful. So I want to work with Yelp now and ask for more natural, organic, positive reviews. And I'm excited about that, turning over that to, again, a higher universal manager. I am not in control of that. And we do so much good work in the community. And so it will happen. So that's a goal for me. And getting back to having that courage for you. So let's get some tools under your belt, because then you have more courage. That's always the case. Knowledge is power. So taking out your notebooks, you're going to want to write your notes down. And we're going to discuss the language of yoga. So one of the things that you'll have is your bio and your presentation skills. And putting together your material, you know, it helps, like it's a chicken and the egg. You want to contact your clients. You want to get started working with them. You want to learn about where you work. It starts out slowly, like I said, and it starts to build momentum. You are training with one of the best yoga teacher training schools in the country. I really believe that's true now. I have trained with the best teachers in the country, and I spent a long time getting overtrained in some ways. So that's why we created the Passionate Why to come first, because it's important to keep that mojo strong. But one of the things that I love about the best quality teacher is they are about bringing out the best in everybody's own unique empowerment. Nobody has that over somebody else. And that kind of dogma is really why I wanted to start teaching, because I felt that happening. Or at least it was my experience that yoga teachers were all that, or were superior, or somehow just a little bit more enlightened than the rest of us. And I thought that is just not right. So I really liked the teachers that got on the same level. Johnny Kest, who I studied with, he could be himself. His family would come to class, three little boys at that time. And they were just down to earth, real Midwestern people. So really taking that into yoga, I was really inspired to bring out the awesomeness of my clients, because I really felt nobody has a certain access or key to the overall Atman energy. I mean, it's available to each and every one of us. And so I was starting to come alive, because that was what animated my spirit. And it's much like maybe you think about what Howard Stern did for radio. Because if you think before him, you know, there was a lot of people that weren't saying things. It was censored. And then here comes this guy, and he talked about, you know, and I know, I think, about the movement that he created. So he just let it all come out. And so what I discovered in opening up Pandora's box, kind of in teaching yoga, is that what's in there is really good. And all of us want to be around an environment that is encouraging and friendly and warm and supportive and positive, much like we had when we were in kindergarten. So there was no grades, there was no deadlines, there was no two-faced backbiting. It was just a pure and positive setting. When I allow students to have greater self-determination and I treat them as they are equal, then I feel they go away and have more insight in positive energy themselves. So this is one of the reasons why I think that you can't teach anatomy as a dogma. Like, oh, look at Mary. She could do a perfect backbend. Let's all look like Mary. And then one day we'll all get happy. So there's this committee out there, and we're going to live our life in such a way that finally we're going to get into the pearly gates of heaven. And it just doesn't make any sense. So what does make sense is, in this moment, you're doing your expression of the divine, and that's beautiful. And how can we bring out everybody's uniqueness simultaneously? That's really the heart of vinyasa yoga. So we take the science of the yoga, we take the lineage of the yoga, we take this heightened state of vibration, and then we cultivate that in our everyday language. So we put it in the backdrop of our jobs, our families, and have more transparency and empowerment. So let me know if that makes any sense, but I just think a great teacher brings out the best in everybody and sees it in everybody and then goes back to the higher power. So right now I just want to outwardly thank the higher power for working through me, to work through this call, to work through you, to have it come back, and for all of us to have more happiness. Because I think you know and I know we could escape to some island somewhere and try to project that this island is going to be the ultimate place for our happiness. And it is not. It isn't not. So this is a universal soul. Let's make every day count. Okay, so we're going to stick solely to the tools now so we can make this call really beneficial. And I want you to listen to it many times over. The benefits for every particular class, depending upon the client, will incorporate hard research. For example, things that you find in the New York Times newspaper, or soft research, stuff that you find on Mind Yoga Green, some blog posts, that kind of thing. So you want to make sure you have the kind of like double bind research going, which means that it's been tested with two different groups, one receiving the intervention and one not, and then the softer research. So, you know, you always want to build credibility. New York Times is going to have more credibility, for example, than a social media site. You want to also build upon your successes. So even if you've only taught for less than a year, or even just getting started, you know, focus on the benefits of why you love it so much and your passion for it. And conveying to your audience, what, in addition to what are the benefits, which is the the first step. And we talked about that again before. So you're looking at your targeting your people. What are the three key ways that you're going to help them to grow? You're going to back it up with hard research. All right, so as good a research as you can find, make sure that it's nice and solid, and then building your credibility. So for example, benefits of corporate yoga is going to increase productivity and decrease worry and stress. So what we want to do for our employees is have less sluggish afternoon hours, greater teamwork, and less insurance premiums. And that last one is, they like really perk up when they hear that. And if you can prove to a corporation that the numbers look good and that they're going to save money in the long run because insurance premiums are going to drop because they're not going to the doctor all the time, it's going to be music to their ears. And in fact, Medicare now is reimbursing third-party acupuncture, yoga, and PTSD stress meditation programs across the country. So that is actually in the works now. And I'll even go so far as to tell you that I personally am reimbursed by an insurance company for my corporate yoga classes. So about 2/3 of my classes actually are reimbursed through third-party billing insurance companies. And how that came to pass is that I think, I really stuck at it. And there were some very lean times. And I just kept doing research and I would study more and more about it. And in fact, Dean Ornish is the forerunner. And I'd like you all to know that name, because he's a man who is responsible for third-party billing for yoga and wellness. It's just so wonderful. You think about how that changes the game. What a game changer, right? When the money from the government is going toward preventative health now. And instead of like all of that, we saw years and years of mudslinging and backbiting about the health insurance reforms and how unfair it was. And some people got it and some people didn't. And I'm not anti-politics. But the upshot is we don't want to have more sick people getting sicker. We want to help people to avoid getting sick to begin with. So, and it's not a guarantee. So I don't want you making false promises to people saying, oh, you've got cancer? Come on in and take my yoga class. Please don't do that, because that's not a good thing to do either. All right. So stay the middle of the road and you'll be great, and you're all going to do great. So why wouldn't you? You've got great teacher, great training, and now great tools. So your presentation materials could take on a couple of different ways. You can do online videos, put it up on YouTube, doesn't cost you anything. You could do testimonials for some of your students. They might do a written testimonial for you. They might do a video YouTube testimonial. If you do a written testimonial, try to see if you can get their job title. And try to get an active link for where to contact them if they're teaching yoga. And I am going to move into the shade because it is actually burning my shoulders. It is so strong right now. This is the first most beautiful warm day. Okay. Okay, so you can put together a cover letter with your bio on it, and you could send it as a resume. A lot of people do that. So you want to be different. I would just word of mouth, reach out. That's how I started. I found one corporate lead, and then one class would lead to another class. And while I was teaching, more things would start coming in. And word of mouth is. So just do the job well. Getting your folks excited, having fresh sequences, new handouts, keeping the momentum going, and knowing yourself, that passionate why. There are different roles that I've played. I've been teaching, I've been in the administrative role. Right now I'm in more of an administrative role, but I could go back to teaching. In terms of, I was teaching 10 to 12 classes a week, which was fun, and I was really in shape. So, so have fun with it. And, you know, dream up, what is your favorite company? Who would you like to work for? More progressive companies are really more open. Google, Zappos, those kind of places will fire up yoga classes much more quickly than more conservative companies. But I am an example of not necessarily all the time that's true, because I have a very conservative, it happens that I work for the government for the most part. And so some military, and but more and more yoga is seeping into every walk of life. So when you have your materials together and you have started to teach and you got your foot in the door, you can do a pre-test and a post-test. You could put together 8 questions, and we'll talk about that in the course. I'm going to have you write up a pre-test and a post-test for your clients. And it's really wonderful to see after 12 weeks how everyone's energy is. How are they sleeping better? Less feeling symptoms of colds and flus, allergies included. So better health, better movement, lower blood pressure. The joints feel more flexible. This is some of the feedback we've gotten. There's been an improvement in resilience to stress. So note that the stress hasn't changed, but the resilience to the stress has improved. That's what we want to see. And improvement in lower back situations, less back problems, and then able to manage emotions better, more easily able to find objectivity in the workday. So there's that momentum and sustained endurance over time. It's that quality that creates success. So we see top CEOs, this is what they have. They have that building of momentum, and they sustain it, and they build it, and then they build more. And over time, it becomes very powerful. So as a yoga teacher, it's fun to have multiple streams of income. So you might say, okay, well, I'm going to do some corporate yoga, and then I'm going to do some yoga at the community college, and then I'm going to do a yoga workshop every month, a specialty workshop in the park for 4 hours. And at all those 3 different places, you can cross promote for the other place. So you can have the systems building on each other. Like, for example, your passionate why essay, if with your permission you don't mind, then we love to take that and we love to cross promote and feature you on our websites. So that gets really fun. So the material that you get for one client, remember, you can use for all situations. You're just going to tweak the language a little bit. So in a yoga studio environment, you could speak about chakras, and you could speak about coming into some healing. Sound bathing is a very trending term right now. Sound bathing, just like zoning out, laying on your back, listening to a very calming music, letting your thoughts pass you by. This is very, very progressive. In a corporate setting, I'm not going to talk about that. Not going to do partner poses. What you're going to focus on is these better health, I always love it in the corporate setting, for example, to use the term, how about investing in your health 401k today? So I love to say that because of the idea of compounding interest in the stock market, but now you're doing it for your health. And people will say, well, you know, Michelle, it costs so much to eat healthy and it costs so much to juice. And how much does it cost to go get sick? I mean, really, how much does it cost to go to the hospital? So, and how likely do you want to, you know, people return? So they go and they come back and they go again. So preventative health is huge to talk about. And you could talk about your health 401k. You could talk about tangible key results. So that's crucial. They want to see, like, oh, my blood pressure dropped by so many points. My heart, I don't have chest pains nearly as much. We had a student that said, my chest pains diminished from 10 times a day to 4 times a day. Or another student said, instead of taking this pill for my, what was her blood pressure? This stuff is called statin, and it's really awful. Like, a lot of people have tremendous amount of problems with it, including degeneration of the spine, like skin rashes up and down the back, nightmares. So she says, I take half a pill every day. So she went from a pill to half a pill. So when you're teaching to these audiences, you could say, you know, better lifestyle choices, because you feel better and you're more conscious and you're not going to eat the whole pizza, but you could have half of the pizza. You can tone it down from 5 sodas a day to 1 soda. Instead of sitting in a chair for 8 to 10 hours a day, why not remember to sit on the floor and sit on the floor for maybe a half an hour a day? So these little things that you can suggest, and with handouts and with proof, really make it very desirable and accessible for them to follow in those same footsteps. That's what they want. They want results. And how are they going to achieve results and lasting results? Yoga. So study after study, and this is just me talking to you, shows that one of the key differences is that we're working at the root level. We are working at the preventative level. We're getting to the problem. A lot of these medications today work with a solution. They treat the symptom, and we're working with the cause. So, like, sitting cramped up in a chair all day, not walking, not exercising. It's the middle of winter, back starts to go out. You lift something heavy. Oh, it must have been that box I lifted. No, actually it was a chronic habitual tension in your body that just kept accumulating. And then, you know, you lift something that's like not that bad, and then your back goes out. The mind and the body are also intimately linked when we're talking about back trouble. One of my specialties is, so if somebody comes to me with back trouble, I'm like, awesome, you have found the right place. Getting back to John Sarno and his mind-body prescription, he didn't even do yoga, but he had his clients journal about the conflicts in their mind. So the tension would build up in the back, would build up in the cells, would build up in the body. The body is a fallout shelter, and it'll only absorb so much, and then it starts affecting the mind. Once the mind is affected, then what we have is discord and disharmony, and we don't feel we can overcome or be triumphant against life's challenges. We are caught in the samsara, and the cycle is like a hamster wheel. And so when we come back in out of our mind, you know, we're not going to tell our corporate students, you know, listen, you guys think too much and we need to drop it because thinking's no good for you. Instead, just get them in the body have them stretching a lot, talking about the psoas muscle, how powerful it is to feel the hamstring for the first time, opening up the quads, talk about injury prevention, talking about sustained peak performance. You could talk about quality years as you get older, not just quantity years, but quality. And how did you feel after you slept so good? And, you know, are you drinking more water? And are you taking time to slow down? I really try the feather approach when working with deeper problems, because fighting again at like, oh, what's wrong? And I mean, we all had to go through the same process. We all had to go through school. We all had to sit there, and we all had to not move and actually get sick. That we are built to move. We are built for exercise. So move your clients. When you're teaching your corporate clients, move them around and have them breathe a whole lot. It's just very helpful. And this is just kind of that behind the scenes to help you out. So we actually had a great creative title, Squirm and Learn. It was a lady that came up with elementary yoga classes for students with obesity. And diabetes is on the rise. And if you know the stats now, 1 out of 2 people are likely to have diabetes. Diabetes is totally a preventable disease. 1 out of 2, that's 50% of us. So out of hand, right? So she came up with this thing called Squirm and Learn. And, you know, she's going to have her challenges, because if status quo in her school system is, we're cutting out phys ed, we're cutting out anything that's, you know, draining our tax resource dollar. And she's going to have to come up with, but she will come up with a good argument. She will come up with research. And if she has to get them out of their desks for 5 or 10 minutes every hour and help them to do some stretches and feel good again inside the body, so nice for them. A win-win for everybody. So reciprocity, we want to find that these classes are bringing results for your clients, but also are benefiting you. This is not about serving yourself up and parceling yourself off and giving your energy literally to your students. I did know a yoga teacher that got very sick doing that. So one of the things that we're going to do is yoga nidra. We're going to do a total relaxation exercise in our training, which is going to boost your energy pack. So really good after you teach a class, because the energy dips so low, is you can take yoga nidra for 15 or 20 minutes. And it's literally plugging yourself into an energy socket and reboosting everything in the body. Just let it feel really great. And continuing on, checking in. Let's see, how are we doing for time? Okay, great. So we want, in a sequence flow for company yoga, very simple and direct language. We want doable postures, maybe sequencing 5 or 6 poses at a time on the right side, 5 or 6 on the left side. When we introduce new poses, we want to hold those poses for 5 rounds of breath. You want to try to understand that the attention span is limited. So when you first start the sequence, bringing about breath and movement will be a challenge. And if you miss that boat, you'll never get it back. I know through hard experience that it's always like trying to catch up. And you want to really have a stance of being the leader, and they're going to look to you. So if you need to bring in some flowers, a little vase of flowers with you, some really beautiful music with a good little speaker, and have your sequence typed and ready. Have the words in front of you. You can veer off, of course. There's no hard rules. And walking around the room will also create a sense of competency in leadership. Checking in with them after class is really important. You can have a testimonial or a small feedback card with you, especially in the beginning. It's always nice. Ask them to take a few moments at the beginning of class to fill one out. We'll cover some of those questions, four key questions that you can ask them. Another helpful thing that you can bring with you is an adjustment card. So it could be in the shape of a heart, and it could on one side be red and on the other side be white. And you could put this next to the side of every mat and suggest to them, I'm going to come around for adjustments today. We feel different from class to class. If you feel ready for an adjustment, please show your red heart. Just turn your red heart upward, and I will know that it's okay to come around and give you an adjustment. I like that very much. That's a really great. Now, one of the things too, there's no judging in yoga. Yoga is basically, you know, we all making our own choices and free will. So thinking about creating the right environment for which they will then feel peace. It is not your job to bring peace to them. Your job is to cultivate the right environment. And once you are done and you've done the best you could do, just wash your hands of it. Just don't OCD, obsess, oh my God, how did I do? How did it go? I wonder what they think. Oh shoot, I forgot pigeon on the second side. So yeah, that reciprocity, I really want it to be a win-win experience for you, that you went in there, you did your best, you put your best foot forward, you took control, and you worked with all of that light that's just eminent and abundant, and it's just surrounding us at all times, and gave them a great sequence and had a great time. So we will talk about, of course, more of the yoga side later, playing the edge, listening to the breath, how to know when it's safe, how to know and prevent injury. So for now, what I'd like at this point is that we have we've written up our target audience. I'd like to answer a couple of questions in a small takeaway from this audio so that you can get something with you. The questions I would like for you to answer is, what are the top three valuable things that you will offer to your target audience? So, namely, who is your target audience, and what are the top three things that you're going to offer to your audience? That's question number one. And then question number two, what is top three fresh and inventive, innovative strategies that you're going to use time and again? So they're classic, helpful tools that will get you grounded before class and ready. And this is before class has started. So it's kind of like a nice thing to have those rituals. I like to ask, so when I get nervous and I'm getting scattered, for higher energy, sometimes I'll just ask. I use my free will and say, can you be with me for this class? Whether it's angels or your higher power, God. And then the second thing, maybe you will make a plan to get to bed a little earlier. Maybe you will journal, maybe you will be more gentle on yourself, but I want them to really speak to you, animating and feeling like you're capturing that magic. I remember when I was in Grenada and it was so fun there, and I thought, it's so peaceful here. How am I going to adjust to going back home? And when I got home, I kind of didn't. I was in a funk for a little while until I could bring that feeling with me. I was like, well, that's what I really want. I really want to be able to have that wherever I go. And when I am in my body and not my head. It's like peaceful and relaxing and reassuring. So those three fresh steps that you'll take, okay, to take care of yourself. That's the self-care question. So the first one, again, is the three things you're going to do for the audience, and then three things you're going to do for yourself. And then the last question is your mode of presentation. So I want you to talk about some of the benefits, three benefits, again, that you're bringing to your audience. We know that. It's the first question. But are you going to do blogging? Are you going to do emailing lists? Are you going to do phone trees? And phone trees is where you contact them and then you record it and follow up later. Are you going to do going down the list here. At one time, I wanted to do a photo book, like a photo album of all the fun times and that I've had with, because I think that companies and corporations like the idea of more play and team building. And so you could put together a photo album and you could do a hard copy, and then you could have a short resume in the back. And that you would bring with you to interviews that you would create. So you would come out to their company, you'd call them, oh, you're busy, I see, I understand. I'd like to come by for 10 minutes. When would be a good time? If you've already zeroed in on that company, you go on and you show them and you meet them in person. You want to have as much contact with that person as possible. For example, using FaceTime, getting on the phone. What happens when we get fearful is that we tend to shrink and we back away unconsciously and then we hide. I think maybe that's this email addiction thing. I get into that too. I just check my emails and then check my emails. You know, did I get a new email? And you want to get in front of people's face, basically. You want to go face to face. It's more powerful. The other ways that you can present your material and get things started. Again, testimonials are great. Tangible results in your testimonials. I'd be starting to gather that from the beginning of teaching. Company classes are not guaranteed once they hire you. Politics come into place. Sometimes resources dry up. It's not your fault. You know, I've come and gone with many different companies. Some stick for a long time, some don't. So you're an entrepreneur now. You want to be thinking on your feet. You want to get those testimonials flowing as you start working. So once you start putting the wheels in motion, I would definitely, in your presentation collection of materials, have testimonials going and make them tangible and result-oriented for companies. The other, you know, yoga studios and gyms, you don't have to have. They could be just very flowery and wonderful, and that's okay. If you do a business card, have a business card with an action step listed on it. Present what it is that you're offering in a small sentence, a tagline. So, squirm and learn. I am a learning consultant that will improve the attention span of your child, and here's how to contact me. First consultation free. So there's a good promotion. So that's a hot offer. Who's going to take, you know, first consultation free? That sounds great, right? Then the other thing is, so if I had a child that was hyper, I wouldn't necessarily want them on Ritalin, because I've done a little bit of talking about that stuff is serious. It's like a form of meth, basically. And so I would definitely like to hire a learning consultant and have my child do something with that extra energy. And because when we suppress it, then it'll get us later. So it's just energy, just working with these different kinds of energy. It's fun. So squirm and learn. First initial appointment free. targeting audience, kids who've been suggested to get on medication, but not put in that term. You know what I'm saying. Holistic solutions for high energy kids. There you go. So alternative solutions for high energy kids. Learning consultant and the title Squirm and Learn. And then the hot offer, first consultation free, and then point of contact. So the action step, what would you like to have them do? So call this number to set up your appointment. And that way when you're giving your business card, it's not a dead link. How many times does that happen? Oh, can I have your business card? Yeah, it was a great conversation and nothing. So there's no action step on the card. There's no real reminding of what it is that you are there to do, what's your aim and your target, your purpose. So absolutely include that information. And I hope you've enjoyed your call today with me. It's been really fun. I would like for you to answer those three questions. So basically three ways to improve with your clients, your audience. The second way is three ways to take care of yourself. What are those rituals you're going to do now that you're working so hard? And then the last one are three different presentation materials that you're going to use. And I want you to describe an action plan. How are you going to use those materials, not just three different types of materials, but how are you going to use them? And how are you even maybe seeing yourself using one to fit in with another so that they start to combine and really create a kind of uber power purpose driven. So for example, I'd have my business card, then I have my blog post. On my blog post, I would point back to my website. So I would have my business card for me drive people to my website and say something like, if you're interested in teacher training, why not visit my website, ... So I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you found it very helpful, and I hope it jogs a lot of questions. I hope you write down those questions, and then we'll discuss them additionally in the training. So have yourself a wonderful lunch, and please complete this homework takeaway assignment during your lunch hour, and I will see you back after another hour after your lunch at 1 o'clock. Thanks. Have a wonderful break.